I've been meditating this message. Pastor Relford was preaching last Sunday. He said something. It clicked in my spirit. Wow, that's interesting. And then we talked about the service, and then Pastor Keith said something that went along with what he said. And so I told the first lady, I said, you know what? God gave me this thought for this message. And it's called Exit Wounds. So I was like, interesting. Exit Wounds, huh? So it's been in my spirit all week. And then Elder Grimm of Norma ministered on Wednesday morning, and she touched on some of it. You guys said, y'all learn to listen. I said, oh, let's listen. I said, I don't know how you would have me deal with it. And then early this morning, he says, I was sitting in front of the Bible, just looking at what she said. Again, I'm going to study. I thought, okay, give me 15 more minutes. Hit the snooze. But when I was done, God says, look into your heart. You yourselves are your best teachers. You learn from me. And so I said, okay, well, he said, so I said, exit wounds. So I was in the book of Philippians, and I was looking at how Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind, pressing toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. And one way you exit the wounds is by pressing forward. And so I assumed that's what I was going to be ministering on. But then I had this flash, and I saw Jesus on the cross. And I said, Lord, you're messing me up now. I'm set. I'm ready to go. You're messing me up. Why would you flash that before me to see him on the cross? Because God said, because you ain't where you need to be. We all have suffered some type of wounds. We've been wounded spiritually. We've been wounded physically. We've been wounded financially. But we've been wounded. Some wounds leave visible scars. And some wounds leave invisible scars. Yeah. The wounds that leave the visible scars are the ones that you can deal with. It's the wounds that have the invisible scars that are hard to deal with. Because the wounds that come from the invisible scars are the ones that mess with your psyche, mess with your attitude, mess with your disposition, mess with your thought pattern. Those invisible wounds, things that you suffered by the hands of others, things you suffered by your own hands, things that you suffered that you really didn't have anything to do with, but you suffered nevertheless. And God was saying it's time for the people of God to exit these wounds. It's time to leave these wounds behind and brush your way into what God has for you. I used to think, pastors, that God would just reach down with his anointed hand and reach down into my spirit, says Diane, and take all the hurt away. But he don't work like that. He don't take the hurt out. He expects you to use the hurt to your advantage so he'll get the glory. We all can sit there and think back and remember something that we've been through. Somebody's done something crazy to us, or somebody said something to hurt us, or somebody betrayed us, or somebody did something. It's the somebodies that still affect your heart. It's not the scars that are visible that keep you awake at night, but it's those invisible scars that mess with your psyche at night, mess with your mindset. And God was dealing with me. It's time for you to exit your wounds.
Yes.
Wounds, certain wounds create us.
Yeah.
You say, well, that's a visible wound. No, there's invisible wounds too. Pus is an infection. We have been infected with some of the invisible wounds that we have, which want to separate us from doing what God has called us to do. I know. I'm not just talking to you because of what the word, I'm talking to you from experience. Wounds. You can be laughing and happy and excited about something, and a wound will reach out and grab you. And ask you what you are happy about. And you know the thing about invisible wounds? It's hard to talk to somebody else about your invisible wounds. Because you already know right off the bat that they don't understand. They don't have a clue what you're going through. They don't know how you feel. They don't know what's happening to your heart. But we put on this front that we're happy and we're excited. I stopped playing with God years ago. Folks say, how you doing? I said, I'm doing okay. Well, I'm blessed. I said, you don't look blessed. What do you mean? I said, don't you know the word blessed, the Hebrew word is happy? You don't look happy to me.
Amen.
The only way you can get strength, I found out, Sister Renee, deliverance ain't God taking something out of you. Deliverance is having the authority to bring it under subjection to the power of God. Amen. That's deliverance. God is so good. He takes time and he pushes it forward for you. I kept praying, Brother Andy. I said, Lord, I can't wait for this year to be over with. And I kept saying, why? And then the Spirit of God said, why you can't wait for this year to be over with? I said, because all the stuff I've been through. He said, Exodus. Pretend you're in the book of Exodus so you can exit it. He said, you ought to be thanking God that you even still here. Well, and I, we were laughing this morning because I said, it's good to see. He said, it's good to be seen, but good to be seen. I said, you're right. It's good to be seen by friend or foe. If possible, the wounds that you have suffered by the hands of somebody else would have destroyed you if you had let it. And that's when God said, go to Luke. I've ministered on this before, but not this way. Luke, the 23rd chapter and the 33rd verse. Just two verses. I told you he's going to get out of here early today. You know, I don't much minister out of the Gospels, but I really felt led for this today because it is so important. Because this talks about the main teacher. 23 and 33. I thought I was rapping, huh? Look at your neighbor and tell him, exit your wounds. You got to exit your wounds. I'm like Brother Tim. I talk cartoons like Snack was exit stage death. Yeah. In the 33rd verse it says, and when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there were where they were crucified him. There they crucified him. And the malefactors, one on the right hand and on the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The last time I ministered to this, that they just don't know. People don't know what you've been through to get to where you are now.
Right.
All they look at is where you are.
Right.
They don't know you when you were knocked down, you had to drag yourself up. They don't know that when you were cut, you had to dress your own wound. They don't know that when you were bruised, that you had to pray your way into healing. They don't know these things. They don't know that when you had nothing.
Yes.
The reason you have something is because you praised him in your nothing place. They have no idea. Some of us sitting up in here have wounds that are still leaking. And we've done everything we can. We've asked God to come and take it. And he's not going to take it. It's kind of unfortunate, but he wants you to live through it. Why? The reason why is this. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That's how Jesus was overcoming on the cross. By the word of his testimony. He said, and when they had come to the place, we know place speaks of time, revelatory time. There's going to be a time or also a condition or an opportunity in your life that you're just going to have to trust God.
Amen.
Because everybody around you is going to fail you.
Yeah.
And most folks study and don't know they done failed you.
Amen.
Most folks let you down, and they don't know they done let you down.
Yeah.
You got a lot of folks persecuting you for righteousness' sake, and don't know that it's not righteousness. That's why I said, come to this place, which is called Calvary.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
The skull.
Yes.
The place of the skull. Skull is your cream, which protects your brain. They named that hill Perfect. They named it Perfect. Calvary. Do you know every day you live, you are at Calvary?
Man.
And your skull is trying to protect your thoughts, your principles, your concepts, and your ideas that edify God.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you, Brother Tony. I don't know if I could have did that. When Peter was doing what he was doing, I said, okay, Peter, let's go. Let's take it on the land. To be persecuted, abused, whipped till your skin just falls off your bones. Which is called, there they crucified him. But see, this is twofold, because it was there that he came to a place where he finally crucified his own flesh.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
His own selfishness.
Amen. Yeah, man.
Yes.
Wounds create selfishness in our spirits.
Yes.
Because we come to a place where we only want to look out for numero uno. And you can't do that if you're living in ministry. You have to put your feelings, your emotions, your principles, and your ideas on a shelf so that God can work his way in your life. Now, I didn't say it was going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. Because you are a very strong-willed person.
Amen.
I know all about that, too.
Amen.
If I hadn't listened to God, I wouldn't have got in most of the messes I got into.
Amen.
It ain't like he didn't warn me. I just wasn't in a place to want to listen. And the malefactors, one on the right hand and the one on the other side, it's always going to be somebody tugging on you.
Yeah.
Pulling on you. You ever seen the little, years ago they used to, the cartoons, the Tom and Jerry cartoons, they used to have little devils sitting on a... On the cat's shoulder. What's the cat name? Tom? That little devil be sitting on Tom's shoulder and said, eating, Tom. You're going to pay if you're eating, Tom. Little angel on the other shoulder. Only difference is, it ain't the devil, it's you. What are you talking about? I found out it was me. Because I didn't have the understanding that God was giving me to use to close up the wounds that was in my heart to stop me from reacting from the persecution that I was putting up on myself because of what I've been through, feeling sorry for myself. Exit wounds. Somebody on this side pulling on you. Somebody on that side pulling on you. Like a tug of war. But this is where you exit. This is where you exit. And when you say it, you've got to believe it and understand that God will honor you if you do it for real. Most folks just talk. You know what I say? Talk is cheap. Korea, Brazil, China, and all the other places, Africa, it's still cheap. It don't cost you nothing to talk. It costs you something to live right.
That's right.
But it's hard to do what you have to do when you're constantly nursing your wounds. How do you nurse them? Feeling sorry for yourself. Been there too. Ain't no worse feeling than feeling sorry for yourself, because then you feel like the whole world is against you. But look at what Jesus said. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive me. Let it go. Let it go. You done held on to it for too long. It's stunning your growth.
Amen.
There's some place God is trying to take you, but you'll never get there until you exit your wounds, your hurts, your pains, your distresses, your persecution, your affliction. I have to bind up my own flesh, Brother Jonathan. Because I can sit by myself and think about things I've been through and actually get mad. Ain't nobody around me and I can get mad. And then I want to talk to God. Lord, why you let that happen to me? Then I try to use the word on it. You said you'll never leave me nor forsake me. Where were you when this was happening? How come when I fell in the pit, you didn't pull me out? You left me in there. He very so calmly said, because I gave every man their own free will and volition. You live by the decisions you make.
Come on now.
So I found out the biggest wound that I had was in my mind. God said, I done gave you all provisions. Cast out every imagination. That's when you're trying to reason within yourself why you where you are. Exit it. Jesus said, forgive them. Lay aside. Now, I'd be a foolish man if I told you you could absolutely forgive it. It's impossible. I'd have tried to forgive Sister Norma how I had stubbed my toe and couldn't do it. You know why? Because I revisited that place. And it reminded me of what caused me pain. And God is saying, bypass it. Accident. You got it. Somebody, I forgot. Somebody was preaching and was talking about turning the lights off. Turn the lights off. Try to walk through the house because you think you know your surroundings. I used to do that all the time in the main auditorium. Turn the lights off. It'd be pitch dark over there. I can do this. I can walk up this aisle. And a lot of times I got away with it. Went right up the middle of that aisle, had the seats measured. This one day, I'm going up that aisle, and something else is on my mind. I hit that pew. And I laid in the floor, because I hit it in this knee. And it shot right through my back, through my head. And then when I'm laying on the floor reeling and screaming, now I'm thinking about the big water bugs. But I can't get up because my knee is hurting. And God said, a little light would have went a long way. Don't allow your wounds to influence your decisions. Because you're going to stub your toe. You're going to crack your knee. You might even bump your head. I do some crazy stuff, Brother Mickey. I know when I pull up in front of that office that when I go in my passenger door to stoop down because I'm standing higher on the curb. You think I do it? You know what's the worst feeling? To hit your head on the top of that car door, that steel door. It rattles your teeth. It rattles your tongue. And then you say to yourself, dog, I just was here last week. How could I do it again? When you exit your wounds, you learn from your mistakes. The other day, I got ready to go. Not today. Because I was reminded of the pain that I went through. When you exit your wounds, you're reminded.
Amen.
I don't want to go that way no more.
Amen.
Jesus said, forgive them. Yes. Forgive them.
Yes.
Lay aside. Don't lay it to their charge. The only way you can continue on in your life is forgive somebody that hurt you.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be easy. But it's required. Brother Tony has the greatest testimony. He was telling me this morning. I don't know if you ever met Brother Tony's brother, oldest brother. Ooh. He is a piece of work. And he's Muslim. I don't know what kind of Muslim, but he's Muslim. My oldest brother is a Muslim. I know what kind of Muslim he is. He's just flat out Muslim. I don't know what Yusef is. Because Yusef done argue with me about going to the Mecca. I said, well, it didn't change nothing. We get along after that. He still don't like me, but we get along. But Tony said, he called him last night. I don't get Tony Mike because he gonna preach. That preacher trying to eke out of him this morning, I can feel it. And was told Tony, you know, Tony's mother just passed away a while back and said, I miss mama. Tony ministered to him and prayed for him. And when he told me Yusef cried, I almost cried. If you ever met Yusef, if you knew that he cried, you more than nobody but God. Yusef the don't like nobody but you, Seth. But you have to exit your wounds. Because he done persecuted Tony.
Yes, yes.
Abused Tony.
Yes, yes.
Beat up on Tony with words.
Yes.
But Tony decided he was going to exit that mess and leave it where it was.
Thank you.
Until you decide to exit your wounds and leave them where they are, you'll never be able to forgive. It's the forgiveness that's in your spirit that's going to cause people to want to forgive.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
For hurt and pain is invisible, yea, it is visible also, said God.
For yea, I'm the invisible one, and yea, I overcame all of those wounds and things that you're going through, even those that you have not obtained yet and come upon, and those that have not covered thee yet. Yea, I went through and I exited those. I took care of all things, and all things I gave unto you, said God. That's why I said in my word, I give unto you the keys to the kingdom. And yea, you can bind and you can unlock and you can let go and you can loose. Yea, you can raise up a standard against those things that come against thee, said God. For I am the invisible one. Yea, I'm on the inside of thee. And I'm with thee in the everything that you go through. I'm with thee the things that you see and the things that you don't see. I'm the ups and I'm the hako shaka. I'm the down. I'm the all around. I'm the 306 degrees in your life, said God. And yea, when you stray, yea, I'll lead you back to me, said God. For I am that righteousness in thee, that's standing in thee and standing up in thee. And yea, when you open your mouth, yea, you say, speak those things that are not as though they are, said God.
When God gave me this message or this word, I was just exiting some situations that had been going on in my life.
Yes.
And what I discovered was that I never forgot about the situation, but I forgot about the person that created it. That's when I figured out that I had actually exited that room, that sore spot. There are some wounds that are in our lives that we have buried in our hearts. And the right thing comes along and pricks you. And you're reminded of where you were. My God, I don't never want to know where I was. All I want to remember is where I am now and what God has in store for me. I found out I'm not afraid. I made some mistakes. I did some crazy stuff because I was acting in response to the wounds that I was suffering in my heart. When you act, I call it acting up, rebelling against God.
Yes, yes.
When you do it, it creates bigger and broader problems. But you know what I'm so excited about? The Father gonna always forgive you. Jesus said, forgive him. He said, Father, forgive him. For surely there are those that have infiltrated your psyche and your spirit. But I will say unto thee, my children, press your way into the higher calling. Let the anointing destroy that yoke that is in your life.
Yeah.
That you might see beyond the natural and see the supernatural. And know that I am with thee. And I have kept thee, and I am protecting thee, and I will lead thee and guide thee into all truth, saith the Lord. So look not to the left or the right, to that one just leading you to the left, or that one just pulling you to the right, but stay focused on me. Keep your eyes lifted up to the hills from which cometh your help, realizing and understanding because of all the things that you've been through and that you've made it through, that your help cometh from the Lord. For surely I am that Lord, I am that deliverer, and I am that healer, and in thee have I instilled the principles and the concepts of life, and out of this life shall flow rivers of water that shall minister to those that come about thee, because your testimony shall produce life, your testimony shall produce peace, your testimony shall produce your testimony shall produce all the things that you have need of and that they're searching for. So my children, be strong and be very courageous, and know that I am with thee and I am living in thee, and I will bring that out of thee that I call out, and you shall stand on the promises which I have given unto thee, and it is thy faith that I am moving out of, and not thy attitude, saith God. Hallelujah. They don't know what they do. There are folks that would rather see you fall than make it.
Yeah.
I may fall, but I'm going to get back up. I had the craziest vision. Back a while, I was going through a whole lot of stuff and I was praying. I was in that auditorium and I was praying in that dark. I was in front of that altar praying in that dark. And I said, Lord, don't let no bugs crawl on me. And when you're praying in that big auditorium, you hear all kinds of stuff. You hear creaks, sound like folks, somebody, you know how you feel a wind, somebody walk by you, you feel somebody walk by you, trying to disturb your prayer. And I saw myself fall. But the blessing and the what encouraged me was the fact that I saw myself rising up too. But it wasn't me getting me up.
Come on, man. Come on.
I didn't use my hands. I didn't use my legs. I didn't use my thoughts, nothing. But I was rising up. And I stood up on my feet. And I looked around. And all the darkness had become light. And God was saying, I've been with you all the time. If you won't see me in the natural, I'll reveal myself in your spirit. That's when I knew that I was going to make it.
Amen.
Because wounds will infect your thoughts. They'll infect your principles. They'll infect your concepts and ideas when it comes to the things of God. A lot of folks were wounded in this ministry and they took it on the Lamb because they felt like they had no choice. You can only get beat on for so long. Keep beating on that pit bull.
Amen.
One day he gonna get tired of it.
Amen.
And he gonna borrow your hand or your leg or your back or your rump, but he gonna borrow something. And he ain't going to want to give it back. That's why there comes a time in your life when you have to say, Lord, I can't do it. I can't do it. But I know that through you, I can do all things because you enable me. You strengthen me. So, Lord, I'm not going to let you be my co-pilot. I want you to be the pilot. Because as long as you're my co-pilot, I'm going to continue to make the decisions.
Yeah.
So Renee said, pray about whatever you do.
That's right.
And ask God to lead you. And he will.
Yeah.
He most certainly will. Whether or not you decide to listen, it's up to you.
Yeah.
I've spent a lot of time not listening, but there is. and I created a lot of open wounds in my flesh that I had to trust God to strengthen me so that I could overcome it. I found out, Bishop, that victory ain't after the battle, but victory is in the center of the battle. Your victory is your praise. But I'm going to praise you anyway. Lord, they got me on the cross, but I'm going to ask you to forgive me anyway. They done beat me. They done spat on me. They done pulled my beard, brought my beard out of my face. But I'm going to ask you to forgive them anyway. That's praise. They done talked about me. That's all they talked about me in the church and abused me and persecuted me and afflicted me. But I'm going to pray that you bless them anyway. Because I'm taking my wounds and I'm turning them into healing. Can you imagine being Jesus? Isaiah already prophesied he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Like sheep, we have all gone astray. He already knew what he was about to get. But he loved. You know what folks done did to you? Love them. Because love conquers a multitude of sins. The Greek translation for that is love overwhelms a multitude of old nature. I didn't even hear that. You know what I started doing? I started pressing. I pressed in the midst of the hurt. I pressed in the midst of the... When I saw the wounds oozing, because they do ooze, I got me a clean cloth and I patched it up. And I said, Lord, I'm putting this patch on it, but I know you'll strengthen me so that the patch will become reality. And I stopped praying for God to take things from me and start letting them be an example in my life. Don't take it, Father, but just strengthen me so that I can use it for your glory. That's what Jesus was saying. Lord, let me use this, what I'm doing on this cross, for your glory. You get the glory for me to be on this cross. You get the glory for them beating me. And you notice it says, verses before that, they did all this stuff to him. He never opened his mouth to accuse or to ridicule or to come against them, but he took it. And then folks say, well, I got to go through this, because he also said, these things that I do, you shall do also, and even greater. Some of us are suffering things that he didn't have a chance, he couldn't suffer. But with greater trial come greater power, greater authority, greater dominion. So take your wounds. If you got to plug them up, plug them up. You know what Brother Andy gave me that I always use? Liquid nails. Brother Andy used liquid nails on everything. He liquid nailed your shoes. He liquid nailed everything. He loved liquid nails. Now, I love liquid nails. We got I guess it's a squirrel that ate a hole in the bottom of our trash can. And I don't know how that rascal get in there and pull the trash out. So one day I walked out, he was sitting in the backyard looking at me, digging up one of my flowers. And I said, you dirty rascal, I'm going to fix you. I went and got some liquid nails, Brother Andy, and a plug to go in that hole, and I liquid nailed it, and I plugged it. I said, now get in there. Sometimes you have to liquid nail your wounds. Because baby, when you liquid nail something, it ain't going to fall apart. You better do something to them, for they miss you, make you miss out on what God has for you. Been through too much hell to miss God now. You're going to be amazed at the folks that miss God. The Bible said hell is enlarging itself. God never meant for us to go to hell. But we have a way of putting ourselves there. I ain't trying to go. I ain't trying to miss God. I had to retract this. I said, Lord, if you got to take my hand, take it. I said, oh, no, forget that. I'm going to do right. I'm going to do right. Don't hear that. Because we say stuff out of our hearts. And then we want to take it back. But what we fail to realize is that he done already searched the intents of your heart. And he knew it before you said it. So you say, well, didn't the Father know that Jesus felt like that before he said it? Yeah, he knew it. But he had to confess it. For when he had confessed it, he allowed his spirit to overwhelm his flesh and his self. And he forgot all the stuff that they had done. And he moved on. Precious Lamb of God.